Blackstone Audio presents Dance, 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 a novel by Haruki Murakami, translated by Alfred Birnbaum. This book is read by Josh Bloomberg. 1. I often dream about the Dolphin Hotel. In these dreams, I'm there, implicated in some kind of ongoing circumstance. All indications are that I belong to this stream continuity. The Dolphin Hotel is distorted, much too narrow. It seems more like a long, covered bridge, a bridge stretching endlessly through time. And there I am, in the middle of it. Someone else is there too, crying. The hotel envelops me. I can feel its pulse, its heat. In dreams, I am part of the hotel. I wake up, but where? I don't just think this, I actually voice the question to myself, where am I? As if I didn't know. I'm here, in my life. A feature of the world that is my existence. Not that I particularly recall ever having approved these matters, this condition, the state of affairs in which I feature. There might be a woman sleeping next to me. More often, I'm alone. Just me in the expressway that runs right next to my apartment and bedside, a glass, 5 millimeters of whiskey still in it, and the malicious, no, make that indifferent, dusty morning light. Sometimes it's raining. If it is, I'll just stay in bed. And if there's whiskey still left in the glass, I'll drink it. And I'll look at the raindrops dripping from the eaves, and I'll think about the Dolphin Hotel. Maybe I'll stretch, nice and slow, enough for me to be sure I'm myself and not part of something else. Yet, I'll remember the feel of the dream. So much that I swear I can reach out and touch it, and the whole of that something that includes me will move. If I strain my ears, I can hear the slow, cautious sequence of play take place, like droplets in an intricate water puzzle falling, step upon step, one after the other. I listen carefully. That's when I hear someone, softly, almost imperceptibly, weeping. A sobbing from somewhere in the darkness. Someone is crying for me. The Dolphin Hotel is a real hotel. It actually exists in a so-so section of Sapporo. Once, a few years back, I spent a week there. No, let me get that straight. How many years ago was it? 4, or more precisely 4.5. I was still in my 20s. I checked into the Dolphin Hotel with a woman I was living with. She'd chosen the place. "This is where we're staying," was what she said. If it hadn't been for her, I doubt I'd ever have set foot in the place. It was a tiny dump of a hotel. In the whole time we were there, I don't know if we saw another paying customer. There were a couple of characters milling around the lobby, but who knows if they were staying there. A few keys were always missing from the board behind the front desk, so I guess there were other hotel guests, though not too many. I mean, really. You hang out a hotel sign somewhere in a major city, put a phone number in the business listings. It stands to reason you're not going to go entirely without customers. But granting there were other customers besides ourselves, they were awfully quiet. We never heard a sound from them, hardly saw a sign of their presence, with the exception of the arrangement of the keys on the board that changed slightly each day. Were they like shadows creeping along the walls of the corridors, holding their breath? Occasionally we'd hear the dull rattling of the elevator, but when it stopped, the oppressive silence bore down once more. A mysterious hotel. What it reminded me of was a biological dead end, a genetic retrogression, a freak accident of nature that stranded some organism up the wrong path without a way back. Evolutionary vector eliminated. Orphaned life form left cowering behind the curtain of history in the land that time forgot. And through no fault of anyone, no one to blame, no one to save it. The hotel should never have been built where it was. That was the first mistake. And everything got worse from there. Like a button on a shirt buttoned wrong, every attempt to correct things